this is obviously my first time ever really doing this, and I mainly, like, I've been wanting to for years now, and I guess I never really did, until recently. I've got really bad executive dysfunction, so it took a hot minute for that, and then I hyperfixated on it all day yesterday, so I didn't really get to do any of the stuff I really wanted to, you know, but I got the inspiration to do it, I guess, because I was a little high, and that always gives me, you'll find that's probably going to be a pretty common thing with me, is, intox is a huge thing for me for a couple of different reasons, sensory wise, it's a nice cushion between me and the rest of the world, but it's also, it makes everything so fucking sensitive, at some point where, like, I don't even have to touch myself, I'm shaking with it, it feels like imagining because it's right there, but it's, like, all it takes is just one touch to fucking, and obviously, if you can't already tell, I'm a little high today too, entirely legally, because I'm not even really touching myself, and fuck. Okay, fuck. And sometimes I will just come just like that, you know, just not even touching myself, not even really do anything, just laying there and thinking about it, and then suddenly I'm fuck. Suddenly I'm coming. But this is a new thing. Is I'm trying a different way this time. Fuck. Because edibles don't normally hit me, but this one has some pretty high chances too. I don't really know what most people talk about during these. But I was just gonna talk about why I like it so much. Myself. I'm on a magic challenge. purely self-inflicted, because for some reason I thought it would be a good idea. and I have to edge for at least 2 hours. And I just started. That's gonna be, that's gonna be fun. And then, fuck. sensory wise. That's pretty obvious. I guess, and then mentally, I don't know. It's just, it's nice to have a hard time relaxing. It's just nice having that there. And the idea of somebody, being there specifically to take me through that, and, you know, just not taking advantage, because I would explicitly ask for it beforehand and during and probably thank you afterwards. Very, very, fuck, very thoroughly. I'm just having somebody sit there, you know, and feeling all of the ways that they touch me, and as it kicks in more and more, it just gets more and more sensitive, you know? And being able to trust somebody like that, to do that for me is, fuck, that's, I think that's why it gets to me so much, you know? It's just, fuck, you're there for me, you're there to take care of me. Fuck. Past me hates me so much. Fuck, I just want to come so bad, you know? Fuck. Fuck. I guess this is less real at this point and more. Fuck. It's a regular alarm. It's not important today. It's definitely not important enough to just make me stop doing this. Oh, fuck. Fuck. So you're probably gonna get two audios out of this one, actually. Fuck. Because you're gonna get one now for the first little bit, and then. I'll get one later when I'm actually allowed to. I need it, please. I need it. Fuck. Please. I need it so bad. I need something filling me up. I don't even need to come, you know? I just. The thing about this mic is it's you're better than I can. It's just so fucking surreal, you know? Just having them in, I've spent most of the last day and a half just chilling, listening to the world be louder. a double-edged sword because it just, it's so much hotter right now, you know? Too efficient at touching myself and getting myself off. So it's really, really hard to not go over the edge. Fuck. And sometimes I just have to take a break, you know? Because what I sound, you know. I can barely even really hear it right now. No, I'm gonna need to take a break. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'll see you guys later, okay?